Hi, and welcome to the Living Deeply Stories podcast. I'm your host, Merrill Parker, and today I'm going to do an episode on manifesting, feeling the fear, and doing it anyway. And I'll tell you the story about doing my first ever interview on this podcast where I was the interviewer. And yes, I'm happy to be back. This is season two, episode one. And yeah, I'm excited to come back for the next till the end of the year and to have this season with you, connecting, telling stories, talking about interesting, deep things. So here we go. So let me tell the story about how I manifested first this interview. Well, you know, I have shared that I am into human design now since, I first learned it about it 3 years ago, but then I didn't really understand what being a projector meant properly. And so I thought I'd just wait for the invitation. And when in fact we projectors need to put ourselves out there, make ourselves visible so that people can invite us to things. And it was actually from having this podcast that I manifested this interview, because I just received an invitation to interview this lovely woman called Cassandra Bodzak. And she's a very successful best-selling author. She has a spiritual awakening journal that is her latest bestseller, and she's also a manifesting teacher. So I just received in my email this request if I would like to interview her. So I was like, okay. I just read in the email she's a manifesting teacher and I a manifesting expert, and I just looked her up, and then I thought, okay, I'm going to do that, even though it kind of scared me because I had never done an interview before, so I didn't yet know about how to do it with the technology. And I have interviewed people before, you know, I was an English as a second language teacher for 18 years, and I often felt like a talk show host because it was all about, you know, getting the students to talk, and, you know, and we'd often discuss interesting things as part of the class. And so it was about having those questions ready and then also, you know, going with the flow and making sure everyone got to speak. So, you know, I have maybe 18 years worth of that experience. And then the other thing was that before I started running the Healthy and Powerfully Feminine course, I ran an interview series in 2014, which was part of the course that I did to become a coach. And so I ran that, and I interviewed, 8-10 women, on 10 coaches and experts on different aspects of being healthy and powerfully feminine. So I had that experience as well. I wasn't nervous so much about asking the questions or keeping the conversation going. I know how to do that, but it was more just nerves because I had never done that before, and on this podcast, and also, I feared that something would go wrong with the technology and I would spend an hour talking to Cassandra and then I would find out that the recording didn't work or something. So I tested it yesterday, asked my dad to help me to test it, and so I did that. But yeah, I was nervous when I woke up this morning. And then the other thing was that my friend Shanna, she's a manifester in human design, and so is Cassandra, by the way. But that doesn't mean that if you're a manifester, it doesn't mean that you're the one that's good at manifesting. Manifestors are initiators. That's another way to say it. Projectors are orchestrators. And then we have the generators, which are 70% of, and manifesting generators make up 70% of people. And they are the alchemists, the life force of the planets, or otherwise called builders and super builders. And then there's reflectors, which I really don't know anything about, but they're only 0.5%. I don't know any reflectors. So I don't know much about them because I mostly just look up my friends and family's chart and like try to see if it's true, and as I learn about human design as well as for myself. So yes, so my friend Shanna, who's a manifestor, we were talking, and I don't know how we came to this in our conversation, but she said, why don't you interview people for your human design? I mean, not human design. Why don't you interview people for your podcast and then, or maybe for YouTube or something like that? And I was like, okay, yeah, that's a good idea. I'll see how that pans out. And then I received this email to ask if I wanted to do the interview. So I accepted to do it. And I was very happy and honored to interview Cassandra. And we had a really interesting conversation. And that conversation is in next week's podcast. It's going to come out on the 11th of August. So stay tuned for that one. And if you do enjoy this podcast, don't forget to leave me a review. I think you just go down to the main page on Apple, for example. I don't know how to do it anywhere else, but you go to the show and then you scroll down and you can leave a review. So please leave me one, because that will help me and help others to find this. If you're enjoying it, I would love that. And what else? Yes, manifesting. So the topic is feeling the fear and doing it anyway. So yes, I'm going to talk about that. So I've given you the example on interviewing Cassandra. And then the other thing I'll say is that, yeah, some people want to get all the information before they make a decision, and they can get stuck in analysis paralysis, you know. So in human design, there's something called a profile. So it's not just about the different energy types. It is also, there's so many aspects for everyone. It's a lot of different aspects. But one of the aspects is this thing called the profile. So I'm a 3-6 and I learn through trial and error. So I, as a 3, you learn through trial and error. So you have to try. Often I just jump into doing something, find out if it works for me or not, and then make my conclusion based on that. But there are other people who, especially the first line profile, they can get, like they go deep into all the information, researching and everything. So, and it's not just that as well. As I said, like there's different gates in the human design. I'm not a human design expert, but I can't help but talk about it because I find it so enlightening and so useful to talk about as well. And so, but in human design, and if you're interested in human design, go check out Jenna Zoe. She has just starting a podcast, and also she has this app now called MyHD, and it's really good. I've been using it, and I think especially if you're starting out, I think that would be a great way. Even if you're not starting out and you just want to have all the information in one place on the app on your phone, then I recommend her app. And I haven't listened to her podcast yet, but she is a human design expert and I really like her on Instagram, so I'd recommend her. And the other person I recommend is Karen Curry Parker. She is, yeah, she has quantum human design. She's on YouTube and she's also on Instagram, and has a website, so you can check her out as well if you're interested in knowing more about human design. So anyway, some people get stuck in analysis paralysis when it comes to doing something, manifesting. So the thing I would say to people who are stuck in analysis paralysis is to think about what is the worst that can happen and can you live with that, or what is the best thing that could happen and see if you can live with that. If that's worth it, is what I mean. So today I really had to, I felt nervous. I wrote about it in my journal. And if you're interested as well on how to feel emotions, I have a transformational guide that's called Empower. So if you sign up to my website at merylparker.com or merylparker.com/emotion, you can receive it there when you join. Or if you're already part of my mailing newsletter community, then you can go to my shop, which is at merylparker.com/shop/empower. Or you can just go to my website and look at the shop. I'll leave all the links in the show notes anyway. So feeling the emotion. So I was aware this morning that I was feeling this emotion. And sometimes I feel scared every day, afraid every day when I'm doing my work. Because what we want is often on that other side of fear. So we just have to feel it and do. So it might be feel scary to post something online, for example, or it might feel scary to email someone. So yesterday I had, you know, for my memoir Love Queen, some people who I have shared more personal things in, I have had to email them and ask if they wanted their real name to be used, or if they want me to change identifying details. Some names I have changed in there, the main ones who I needed to use. That's part of the story anyway, so I changed their names and identifying details. But those people that I just mentioned, but I wasn't really sure if they felt comfortable with whatever I shared, then those people I had to email, and it was quite a big job, but it was scary to email people because I was feeling like, yeah, what if they're offended by what I had said or whatever. So each day that I was doing that, I had to feel the fear and do it anyway, send that email to ask them, and like 9 out of 10 times, even more than that, they were happy with it and they actually got a kick out of it and were honored to be immortalized in a book. So yeah, often we fear this thing and it's just a feeling, you know. It's not just because we have a thought or just because we have a feeling doesn't mean that's true, but we have to feel the feeling and then do the thing that we want to do. Because I'm not saying that we shouldn't reflect on it, you know. I've had to learn to reflect more on what I'm doing so that I don't expend my energy following every feeling. But what I'm talking about, when we have this thing, we need to do this thing in order to get where we're going, then it's about feeling the fear and doing it anyway. And so, yes, yesterday I had to message this person that I met on Gilly Air, we spent a fun few days together. She was an Irish lawyer, and I hadn't spoken to her. We'd messaged afterwards on WhatsApp, but then we hadn't messaged in like since then. So that was 2017, and so I thought I didn't even have her number anymore, but I was looking through my messages recently and I found that her number was there, and so I messaged her and I asked her, and immediately she was like, oh yeah, that's no problem, like include me. And then, but there was one line I was not sure about where I'd shared something personal from my journal at the time about her. And so I said, I'm going to send you anyway this part about it. So I sent her the blurb and I sent her the part about it. And then I turned my phone off. And I meditated and I did the other things that I was going to do because I didn't want to keep like waiting for her to reply. And then when I turned my phone back on, she was like, no, it's really good, keep it. And I was so surprised and happy. So each time I have this experience, I end up feeling happy afterwards. So yeah, our joy is often on the other side of that fear. And so today, yes, with the interview that I had with Cassandra, I was nervous. I showed up half an hour before I was meant to, and then I thought she hadn't come, but actually I got the time wrong. So there was a mix-up. But anyway, we did the interview and it all went well. It was wonderful. We had a wonderful conversation and I'm really excited to share that with you. And the other thing I wanted to say about it was that, you know, I had this month off of July, and often we fear things because they're a long way away as well. So there is the advice to commence, start, just start, and the pressure will be off. So we fear these things. I'm actually so much happier being back at work today than when I was thinking about all the things that I had to do leading up to this week. So yes, just start and the pressure will be off is the advice. So just do the thing that you're scared of doing and you'll find out that it's quite not as bad as you thought it would be. It's just a feeling. And ultimately, you know, our thoughts, the head is not our authority. So in human design, it's our intuition comes from within our body, which is either the splenic center, like me, which is an immediate intuition. You get a hit, or it is the solar plexus, which, am I saying the right thing? Solar plexus, yes, which is the emotional center, which the people who have that, they need to go on a bit of a journey before they come to their conclusion, their intuition, their decision. And then the other one is sacral, which is the gut. And these are usually these are all the generators and perhaps manifesting generators too, who get that gut instinct of yes or no. So for me, the splenic feels like the heart, and I also have the defined heart in my human design. So that also, for me, it feels like it's an impulse coming from my heart as well. So I was checking with that, my spleen, with my heart, with my inner being before making decisions as well. So that's the other thing about feeling the fear and doing it anyway and not necessarily listening to those voices of fear in the head. I mean, the amygdala is here to keep us safe, but there is that also, a lot of things that just stepping outside of our comfort zone can be something that triggers the amygdala. And I've also written a lot more about this in my Manifest Transformational Guide. So if you would like to know more about that and how to manifest using my process, then please check that out from my Transformational Guides. The link is in the show notes. It's called Magnetize. So the amygdala, yes, is here to keep us safe, but it can be activated just by doing something for the first time. So the more we do something, the less we hear that inner critic, that voice in the head. So I don't think I ever hear the voice in the head when I'm writing anymore, because I'm just so used to being in the flow and I'm just so used to writing. So that the more we do something, the easier it gets, and then we have other things that bring up that fear, but we can feel the fear and do it anyway. So that's all I have for you today, my love. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. As I said, leave me a review, share it on social media, find me on Instagram, tag me, or on Facebook. I would love to hear from you. So I'm wishing you a lot of joy for the week ahead, and let me know if you had some fears that came up and how you felt the fear and did it anyway. I'd love to hear your stories too. Bye for now. See you next week for that amazing interview. Bye.